Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. Bonjour! Today I am very happy to share with you some teachings that weave ancient knowledge and new quantum technology channeled from my High Council. So I love how me and my High Council, we weave different concepts together to be able to bring some very deep, wise teachings in practical ways that are going to really change your life. If you have heard about fractal reflection, you will love this, as today we weave fractal reflections with channeling and how the architecture of fractal reflections can help us improve our channeling abilities. The fractal is everything. So you, me, and every other human, we are all fractals of source consciousness. But there is also, for example, within me, I'm a fractal that contains trillions of different fractals, because literally each and every one of my cells, all the way to my atoms, all the way to my electrons, are also fractals. Then we can see, for example, one eye as being a fractal, or the nervous system as being a fractal. So you see, fractal is really a representation of what's above is also below, but also the macrocosm is within the microcosm and the microcosm is within the macrocosm. So basically, we are all one. It is just the angle of perception that changes. So today, for the purpose of clarity for this presentation, I will talk about fractal as us, as human beings in general. And when we apply the concept of fractal, I'm going to show you on the screen. If you're listening to podcast, I'm just describing this. So the fractal is a circle, and within the circle, we have the central point, which is the center of the fractal. And I also share a horizontal line that can illustrate the upper quadrant and then the lower quadrant of the fractal. So the center point of the fractal represents our heart. It is our ability to stay present within our heart center, to stay in the one unified field, to stay the observer of our reality, the observer of our human. So my students and me, we have developed all of these different ways of speaking, like this kind of new vocabulary. And we love to talk about our human. And so it comes from fractal reflection frequency theory that we channel, me and my High Council. So when we talk about our human, it is really the understanding that actually we place ourselves at the center point of our fractal within our heart center, anchoring ourselves in our heart and therefore our soul, because the heart is a portal to the soul. The heart is a very, very advanced piece of engineering. It's very advanced quantum technology. So when we reside at the center point of our fractal, then we can more easily observe our human. It is the observer effect. So I observe my human having an emotional reaction to an experience. I observe my human feeling exhausted today, needing some rest. I observe my human needing to exercise, needing to take some fresh air, needing to socialize. So when we place ourselves at the center point of our fractal, we can already observe more easily what is unfolding for us as a human being. It also means that we reside more deeply anchored into unity consciousness. So it is very interesting because it could sound a little bit counterintuitive, right? Like, oh, but it creates separation because there is a separation between you and your human. But actually, no, it is the opposite that happens, is the unification of all aspects of ourselves, because we place ourselves at the center point of our fractal, meaning that we are present within our heart, and therefore we connect to our angelic frequency, to our soul. And it is much easier to really be present for our human and to not create separation when we act like that, because then therefore we don't identify with the ups and downs of human experiences. We can recognize them as simply pathways of evolution for our human. So it means that when a human has a very challenging time, we can take time to mother our human, to nurture our human. When our human has been a little bit sluggish and lazy, it means that we can literally poke our human and say, come on, you can do it. Just, you know, get back on your horse and keep moving forward, and so on. So the lower quadrant of the fractal reflection frequency, so this fractal that I illustrate, so it's like the lower quadrant of the circle. It represents more tamasic frequencies. If you're familiar with Ayurveda and yogic philosophy, you know that tamasic frequencies are frequencies that represent more slowness. It's like feeling heavy, feeling down, being very slow, and really lacking motivation, like depression and things like that. Then the upper quadrant of the fractal actually represents more rajasic frequency. Rajasic is more like an agitated state, a very overactive state. It's very fiery. It can be angry. It's a bit all over the place. And then at the center point of the fractal, we would have the sattvic frequency with this equilibrium, balance, harmonization. So it's all of them always coexist. And the more we anchor ourselves at the center point of the fractal, the more we actually feed presence, the more we actually get used to being the observer. So it means that we live more from heart consciousness. So instead of having a tiny dot at the center point of the fractal, it grows, it becomes a bigger and bigger and bigger dot like that. So it is much easier to stay connected to our soul. So every time we can place ourselves at the center point of our fractal, we can more easily channel our heart. Our heart is the portal to our soul. It is literally the soul speaking its truth through our heart. And then the heart sends messages to the brain. And then we think, oh, we have a thought or a download, but it's actually the heart whispering, you know, like, sign up for this course, go on that those travels, go and speak to that person, put yourself out there, believe in yourself, you're amazing, you know? So the more we can listen to our heart, the more we cultivate that, the more it grows, and then the easier it is to channel our soul. And when we can channel our soul, we can observe our human oscillating between rajasic frequencies at the upper fractal or tamasic frequencies at the lower point of the fractal. And so here, what I love with this body of work that I'm channeling from source consciousness and that I'm sharing with my high council is that we are here not to bypass emotion, not at all, but it is to have the deepest level of awareness about the oscillations of emotions that happens at every moment for our human, and to be so present to them that we give them a voice, but we can also say, do I choose as a sovereign divine soul to follow along this human journey, this human experience, this human emotion? Or do I simply create the space necessary within myself so the emotion can come, can be witnessed, and can pass effortlessly? So it means, for example, if my human is experiencing very strong tamasic frequencies and I reside at the center point of my fractal, channeling my soul might say, look, the human is very, very sad. The human has been very sad. And then we can say, oh, I observe my human very sad. Do I want to be very, very sad? It's like, no, I don't want to be very sad. I don't want to be depressed. It's unpleasant to my human. Okay, so what do my human need right now? Actually, you need to dig deeper. because something happened that triggered my human into this wave of sadness, and something needs to be healed and alchemized and brought up to the surface, to your awareness. So the soul is saying that because we can listen to our soul, because we are present, because we don't identify with the sadness of the human. So instead of channeling our sadness, our wounded, broken inner child that is often crying unattended in a corner, completely ignored, we can attend to the needs of the inner child, and we can say, why are you crying? What's going on? What happened to you? And we can have this very powerful conversation of attending to our needs. And we can say, okay, let's dig deeper. Oh, this person hurt you because this person said do things to you. But why do you react so strongly? I'm really curious, what is the story behind that? And then all of a sudden, the inner child might very well say, oh, it reminds me of my father. My father used to say this and do all these things to me when I was little. It really hurt. Or maybe it's like from a past life. Actually, you know, I'm really living again some trauma from this past life. And then therefore, you can go into channeling the story with the father, of channeling the past lives. And then it's literally channeling, therefore becomes this, it's like a volume button or like a radio station button. It's more like a radio station button, actually. So the radio station button is going to be turned to the frequency that you want to channel. So now you don't identify with the wounded sadness and depression any longer, but you switch the channel to talking with full presence and awareness as a divine angelic soul, talking to your inner child, and your inner child guides you on a deeper journey. And now you switch the button again of your channeling abilities to be able to talk with the inner child, having the experience with the father, you know, many years ago, or maybe you switch the button to going in that past life so you can channel that past life. So it is extremely powerful to understand fractal reflection theory as applied with channeling. When you want to become a powerful channel, it is very important to know the part of yourself that you are channeling. Because knowledge is power. So if you know that, then you can choose as a sovereign conscious being if you want to continue channeling that, if you want to continue identifying with that, or on the opposite, if you want to switch channel. Because sometimes we need to stay on a channel to be able to go deep into uncovering wounds and trauma. We need to do very deep, beautiful healing inner work with our amazing inner child. Sometimes we just need to switch channel and say, come along, inner child, come along, my wounds, come along, like sad, depressed human. Let's just go for a walk. Let's go for a walk and look at the birds and find excitement, because we have been there before and right now we feel we don't need to dig deeper. Right now we feel that we need to shift those frequencies, because very often when we can actually be so present to our own emotion, we don't repress them. When we say, okay, my human is very sad, but if I go on the couch for like days onwards, it's unbeneficial. So maybe I did that to start with and it felt good, but now I feel like I need to shake my human up a little bit. So this is what we do. We say, come on, human, come on. Now I'm shaking you. Let's move into more rajasic frequency. Because if we stay in the lower fractal reflection for a long time, we actually need to consciously activate the upper fractal to balance things out. Because maybe it's not easy to find unity consciousness and inner peace and so on when we feel depressed. But if we can find very high level of excitement, when really high level of excitement can be triggered consciously and willingly, and that's rajasic frequency, that's like a piercing force in the upper fractal. When it's this piercing force, we can just go say like, let's go, you know, let's go and be very excited about something. And it can be basic things, guys. It can be like, I'm very excited about going out and eating that chocolate. I'm very excited to go on this walk with my dog or just with my human and to look at the clouds. And sometimes we can fake it a little bit, you know, we can fake it until we feel it. So of course, it's not to bypass over a long period of time. But what I mean is that sometimes it's like, come on, you know, like, and we put a smile on the face, we put some nice clothes on, we do our hair, we do our makeup, we just like brave the wilderness of the countryside or the city. And it's like, okay, so now I'm just going to find the excitement, the juiciness of life. And we literally shake our human through rajasic frequency, through more, more power, more, higher reflection frequency like that in the upper fractal, because then we can balance things out. So I'm sharing this with you because it is very important to realize that you might often channel aspects of yourselves that are fragmented piece of your consciousness. And these fragmented pieces are all of these pieces that are kind of scattered around within you. And it's this broken piece because of that. This is that piece because of that. And this creates all of this oscillation in your human experience, you know, feeling really hyper one day, really low the other day. Really excited with life, but then you're really so excited all the time that you're constantly in the upper fractal, constantly looking for excitement, for this adrenaline. Because if you don't feel that, you feel that you're not living, where actually this is really detrimental for the nervous system. And therefore we crash and we go into the lower fractal. So instead, stay present at the center point of your fractal, because here you can feel joy. You can feel, you know, peace, you can feel contentment, you can feel calmness. And I swear, when I first started really practicing this, and it happened over, you know, a long period of time, and really feeling the difference, some days, and then days after days after days would go by, when I would be so content and present and so at peace that after a few days, I would be like, oh, there's something wrong with me. Like, I haven't felt strong emotions. I haven't identified with strong emotions for a few days. Like, did I turn into a robot? Like, what's this? But actually, it's because I was so addicted to the ups and downs of my end. Identification with my emotion, that all of a sudden I found myself feeling lost, feeling like this is something that is missing. But because I was so happy and so present in my heart for a few days, I felt so content and alive and present. It was just like, it felt so delicious. But it's like the pain body, you know, like my outdated self kind of try to come back. So everything that is die, nothing wants to die. So if there is an aspect of ourselves that has been really addicted to suffering, really addicted to massive ups and downs and oscillation, that aspect of yourself does not want to go, because it's an identity. So if you start switching to actually being really present at the center point of a fractal and doing the work relentlessly every day to say, this is where I choose to place myself as the angel of my human, so I don't identify with these emotions. I'm not those emotions. I'm not those fears. I'm not those very hyper vibes or this very depressed vibe. I am content. I am peaceful. I practice my meditation. I go for a silent walk. I practice mindfulness. Then this part of you that's addicted to the ups and downs is going to start roaring. It's going to say, no, there is massive thing. And it's going to literally try to pull out of the quantum in your everyday experiences things that kind of make you flare up. So you will notice that the more you do inner work on yourself, the more you're going to receive gifts from the universe. Literally, it's perfect, you know, you're going to receive gifts from the universe that are going to try to trigger you. They're going to say, is she going to react to this stimulus? And then sometimes go like, boom, it's like, oh, like, what is wrong with me? I thought I was doing the inner work, blah, blah, blah. I've done everything so well for like a week. And now this happens to me. Like, it does not work. No. First of all, we have to do that for the rest of our lives, you know, but then it simply means that the experience is offered as a test. Is she going to be able to stay aligned at the center point of a fractal and see that simply an experience here to see if she's going to identify with the suffering of the human? And that is all there is. It doesn't mean that you're not doing something well, that you have bad karma, that like people are throwing, you know, psychic attacks and projections at you. No. Come back to your power. Come back to your sovereignty. Say, thank you, God. Thank you so much to my soul as well for offering me this challenge that is arising in my life right now, so I can find more of myself, so I can be more present at the center point of my fractal, so I can be more present for my human, so I can literally practice the angel that I am, so I can literally learn how to be the unconditional love of God flowing through me as a beautiful, powerful, divine being here to not only shift my entire reality, but also to experience so much unconditional love for myself that no matter what happens to my human, I will not be moved by any kind of judgment towards my human and towards the world. I will open my heart to such an extent that I will also love all humans and this reality unconditionally. That is the path that we are all on, my friend. If you listen to this, this will resonate with your heart. We are here to learn to expand the center point of our fractal. So eventually it takes over the entire fractal and we can perceive very slight oscillation of the human, and we simply witness them as a beautiful reflection of the current incarnation that we have in physicality. I hope that you enjoyed this transmission. I share so much more on this subject in IRIA School of Channeling, which is starting in October. You can now sign up. Yes, the doors are open. This amazing one-year certification program is here to train you so you can become an extraordinary channel of light. Now is the time to be able to be really anchored at the center point of your fractal, so you know how to channel all aspects of yourself with very high level of precision, but also how to channel your high council, who is in your high council, maybe to channel dragons, star races, ascended masters, earth elementals, and so much more. This is a really deeply transformational program. And I'm super happy that now we have the first release of tickets, the first release of seats, really calling in very special beings that are going to say yes, joining me and my High Council for this one-year certification program. And you can save $3,000. Yes, this is a huge discount. And you know what? When you sign up, what's included are weekly live sessions. We have some days of rest. You know, we have some weeks of rest, but basically it's like live sessions after live sessions, activations, cosmic surgery, transitioning events, 2 days events, and 1 week retreat in Bali. Yes, that's included. It's included in the contribution that you're going to share. And we're going to spend 1 week of business, soul business intensive, content management, as well as yoga, pranayama, and so many exciting things like in-person trance channeling at night under the stars. Yes, and many more things. I would absolutely love to see you in IRIA School of Channeling if you are interested in becoming a powerful channel of light. There we train you to become a better channel, a better healer, a better psychic, so you can increase your powers and also serve more people, because it is very also based on ethics and leaderships of a channel. So we help you by also co-creating on how you can apply everything that we learn in the School of Channeling directly in your own practice. So your own practice is going to boom. You're going to see so many people walking through the doors of your practice and in your group program just because you sign up for IRIA School of Channeling. And you will be with me and my High Council receiving absolutely next level exclusive content, all channeled directly for us. You can find more information below, and I hope to see you there. We hope you enjoy this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free. Reclaim the power within.